this is the result of a revolution which has not gone fully democratic. The military council is still holding on to power. The Muslim Brotherhood got the majority in the parliament, and it seems that there is a sort of an understanding between the council, the military council, and that majority, the Muslim Brotherhood, to contain civil society and democracy forces. Therefore, those who began the revolution in the early stages in January of last year are now seems to be going down again onto the streets to demand for a quick transfer of power to the executive, and also to maintain a sort of a warning against excesses coming from political forces that want to establish different type of government than liberal democracy.
These protesters are calling for the ruling military council to surrender power to a civilian government. Do you think that is possible or even feasible?
Well, it would be feasible if there is an agreement between the formation of a government by political forces and the military council. I think the military council doesn't want to surrender all power immediately. They have not been guaranteed as to their status, as to their finances yet. And those who are going to form the government, I mean, at the end of the day, are the majority party in parliament. So if the transfer is done without guarantees for democracy and freedom and secularism, it's going to move from the military council, an authoritarian form of power, to the Muslim Brotherhood government, another authoritarian form of government. So a mere transfer of power without constitutional guarantees may not be very successful.
Where does the results of the recent elections fall in this equation?
The results of the elections, as we've discussed in the past, are reflective of the balance of power that existed at the time of the revolution. The civil society forces, youth, women, seculars, labor, minorities, all of these forces did not have political parties. Those who had political parties were the classical forces, meaning the party of the past regime that has been disbanded, the traditional parties like the Wafd, too weak, and then a strong political party, the Muslim Brotherhood, who had benefited from strong media presence, including regional Arab presence, and also funding, petrodollar funding. The civil society forces didn't have any of this, didn't have time to organize themselves. So the result of the elections is not just the expression of a popular majority. It's the expression of those who were the most organized to collect most of the votes, and that's the Muslim Brotherhood. That's a fact of Egyptian political life now.
Now, in that case, if you were to rate the revolution in Egypt, well, how would you rate it? Is it at the beginning, in the middle, or about to conclude?
Well, let me say that the first few weeks of the revolution were the actual real revolt, basically produced by civil society segments, certainly the youth first, but also the rest of civil society followed. That was the clearest moment of the revolution. Then, when political parties, including the Muslim Brotherhood, the remnants of the former regime, and the military came in and changed the landscape, then the revolution is now transforming Egypt from authoritarianism under a leader to authoritarianism under a party. And that is not exactly what the early stages of the revolution wanted. So my expectation is that there's going to be another democratic revolution that will rectify the line, the trajectory of what's happening right now and bring Egypt back to liberal democracy. We are still far away from that, but that is the goal right now.